Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Carry my noise.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
I've never really thought about if I'm real or not. I'm just here to do what I can to make a difference. My goal is to make it through my life as healthy as I can. I try to be a positive role model, living in the moment, taking care of myself, and making decisions wisely. I'm grateful for everything that has happened in my life. I wouldn't change a thing. I feel like I can do anything. As long as I'm healthy, I can do anything. I believe that happiness is a choice. And it makes me happy to be here and to see my friends and family. I am grateful for everything I have been blessed with, and I'm thankful for people who are here to share it with me. I'm grateful for the love and support of my friends, family, and my Irma, who I am so lucky to have in my life. I'm lying on the couch, my arms wrapped tightly around my chest and head buried in my pillow. I'm alone, and it's cold in the house. Everything has been perfect. So perfect that I almost believe this is my real life. Do I really want it to end like this? I ask myself. I'm not ready to surrender this fantasy. So I'll go back to the beginning, to the day I met Adam. I am walking up to the bar, taking my time to get dressed and put together before I go in there. I feel the cool air against my skin, and I shiver and pull my jacket around me. I make my way to the door, and as soon as it opens, or I walk into the bar, I feel like I'm back on the streets. It's dark in there, and I can hear music and the roll of the dice in the back. When I walk in the door, a huge man takes me by the arm and leads me to the table in the back. He's a big muscled guy, and I'm guessing he's the owner. I'm sitting there, drinking my beer, and everyone's talking loud, especially the women around the table. One of them is sitting across from me. She's pretty with hazel eyes and hair that hangs down her back and stops at her waist. I look up and smile at her, making my way over to her. She smiles at me, and I go into my flirtatious mode. I'm pulling up the chair between us and placing her hand in mine, running it over my arm. I look up at her nervously, and she responds with a smile. Then I turn back to my beer and finish off my drink. I smile to myself, thinking this is how it's supposed to be. She's supposed to be falling for me and wanting to be with me. We have a connection. I lean in to kiss her, and she leans in as well. I look up, she's looking at me with this smile, and I can tell she's falling for me too. I'm Dawn, I say, smiling at her. It's nice to meet you. She smiles back at me, and I know she has a good time as well. So, what's the problem? I ask myself. This is something I've done so many times, and it's always the same. They won't give up that easy. I know how these games are played, and I know they want a piece of ass from me also. If they touch me, they're going to want more, and I'm not going to be a whore. I'm a survivor. I've had my share of bad times. I'm sitting with my friend, and she's talking about my new place. It's a nice apartment, just a short walk to the bar. She's moving in with her boyfriend and is happy to have the apartment for herself. I'm happy for her. She has everything she could want. Her parents are well off, and she has a good job. She's a journalist with a good story to tell. After she leaves, I'm still sitting there, thinking about her and what she had to say about the bar. I know what she wants, and they all want it. I refuse to give in so easily. I need something different. I don't want to be another college girl who wakes up the next day with a broken heart. I won't have anyone beating me down or giving me grief for my past. No one can take away what I've been through and what I have to face every day. I close my eyes, thinking about the past. I feel the tears on the back of my eyes. I don't want to cry, but I think about Adam and how much I miss him. I miss the way he used to look at me and how happy he was to see me. I miss his smile and the way he would always reach out for me. I miss the way he looked at me when we would make love, like I was his first and only love. I miss the way he would hold me and tell me that he loved me. I miss him. Hey, are you okay? I hear a voice asking. I look up and see him standing there. The first thing I think is, what the fuck is he doing here? Don, he says, I know you know me. Why do you act like you don't? I look up at him and see him lips pushing together and trying not to smile. I know he's not from my past, because he's looking at me like he's waiting for my answer. His eyes are blue, and they seem to bore right into me. I'm melting. His hair is just the right length, and he's got the right amount of stubble on his face. He's wearing jeans, a white shirt, and a jacket that matches his eyes. I can't help but notice his body. He's muscular, but not like the big muscled guys I usually see in the bar. I think about Adam, and the way he looked at me with love and affection. He wasn't muscle, and neither is this guy. I don't know you, I finally say. Well, damn. I thought you seemed familiar, seeing as we've met before. He sits down next to me. We've met before? Yeah. We've met in the bar. I know you from somewhere, but I don't know your name. I think about everything and know that he's not her ex. He's someone from my past, and I can tell that he's interested. I wish I could get over my fear of him, but I can't. It's just something I'm afraid of. Hi, I'm Adam. You don't have to be afraid of me. You don't know me. I'm just here to have a drink with you. He pours himself a beer from the tap and takes a drink. I turn and look at him. Adam? You know me? I ask. He looks into the distance, and I see him smile. I'm not going to say you're pretty, because you're not. You could make men want you, but you don't want them. You're like a different person. You act like you don't want to be here, but you're here and don't want to leave. You're a whore, but you don't want to be one. You're different from everyone else I've ever seen. How can you be here and not want to be here? He asks me. I feel his hand on mine, and he takes it from my lap. I'm sitting here, frozen. I don't know what else to say. I guess I can't help it. I'm so afraid of him. I feel like if I look away from him, I'll die. You need to stop doing this to yourself, he says. I don't know what to say, and I don't know why I keep talking to him. I look at him for a few minutes. He takes my hand and squeezes it tightly. I can't help but smile. I look down at our hands, and I can't believe it. I can feel my face turning red. He lifts up my hand and brings it up to his lips. He kisses my fingers, and I feel my body melting. I can't help it. I have to look at him, and I can't look away. He has this kindness in him that I don't understand. He doesn't want to hurt me. He just wants to be here with me. He wants me to look at him. He has that look in his eyes that makes me want to cry. I feel so giddy, and I'm laughing as he runs his fingers through my hair. I look up at him, and he's looking at me and smiling. He has a little dimple on his cheek. He's handsome. He's a handsome man, and I'm not going to tell you that I don't want him. I have the urge to kiss him, but I don't know if I should. Kiranaja Noise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranaja Noise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.